Vernon Maxwell here with another edition of Famous Quotes from Famous People. That's right, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, baby, you came to the right place at the right time. Because my mission in life is to help you get what you need to get to where you gotta go. And that's my promise to you, yo. So hit that subscribe button, though. Oh. I never could be a rapper. That's why I became a podcaster. And I'll rap every now and again. And that's why you should subscribe so we can keep the podcast alive. And my mission here, like I said, is to help you get what you need to get to where you got to go. I do that by sharing bite-sized wisdom in the form of quotes from the world's most successful people. And I believe that quotes are very powerful. I remember growing up when I was just a young boy, just a young lad in high school. I would cut out quotes from people like Mean Joe Green, right? These are old school like football players from like the 70s. And I would paste them on my mirror and in my football locker. And I would wake up every morning, and when I'm brushing my teeth, that would give me the motivation. That would give me the drive and kind of set me up, right? Set me up to succeed. And I believe that that's what the people who have come before us, the people that are succeeding in all aspects of life, from, you know, getting to do what they love to being great members and contributors to society, they're giving us these gems in the form of quotes. And if we stop for a moment and we digest them, they can be tools to help us become better and to be of service to more people, whether that be our community or our family or our friends or our coworkers or our team. So this quote today is pretty powerful. If you have heard of The Autobiography of a Yogi, which is a book that I think probably gained mainstream attention maybe before Steve Jobs, but, you know, Steve Jobs was, you know, given the position and the stature that he had, and the way he kind of went out, I think everybody at his funeral got a copy of The Autobiography of a Yogi, and he read it something like once a year. It's been a gift to many people. I think like Oprah talks about it. Nina Simone wrote a song about it, and a lot of people like Jack Canfield and Philip Goldberg have been inspired by the works of this gentleman here, and his name is Yogananda. And this is the quote from Yogananda. He says, "Be as simple as you can be. You will be astonished to see how uncomplicated and happy your life can become." And when I think about this quote, I think back to a time in 2000. This is like September of 2016. I decided that I was going to decrease everything that I owned and sell off all my stuff and everything that I was going to take with me on this trip that I was going to take. It was going to have to fit into backpacks. And it was a very liberating experience because I realized how much I didn't need. I realized that, you know, there's so little that I, in terms of like material wealth or gadgets and things like that, that I truly need. And I think everybody should at some point have that experience. Now, I know that may be a little outlandish, right, to say, oh, you should sell all your shit and go on an adventure and go live in, you know, another country. But, you know, I believe that a lot of the angst and frustration and the pain and the complication that we experience is due to due to our attachment with physical things, right? Because not only do they take up physical space, they take up mental bandwidth. And when you can simplify, I think it just makes you more happy, right? If you go to a country that's in the, I guess, the developing world, they used to say third world, but I don't think that's the proper terminology these days. If you go to the developing world, And you can usually take, you know, a taxi or a bus to the remote parts of, you know, these cities, right, on the outskirts of the cities, maybe even in the jungle or up in the mountains. You'll find, you know, these villages, and you'll find people that have, you know, sometimes no running water. Sometimes they're just living out of huts, right, with dirt floors and thatched roofs. And you kind of like think, wow, man, I just feel so sorry for these people. They don't have anything. They don't have shit, man. They got nothing, man. They ain't even got a pot to piss in. But, you know, what's magical and what's astounding is that these people that you come across, they're some of the most happy, most grounded, community-driven, service-oriented people that you will ever come across. And it's kind of a mind fuck, because you're like, wait, hold on, like, they don't have anything. How can they be happy? How can they be, you know, grounded? How can this be something that they really enjoy when they don't have anything? And it's the simplicity is what I gather. It's the ability to not want, right? Like, if you don't know any better, if you can't see that your neighbor has a Bentley and a mansion and all this stuff, then you don't want that, right? If everybody has a thatched roof and dirt floors, that's like the bar, right? That's the bar. So I think this quote is very powerful, because it just reminds us that simplicity has power, right? Less options have power. And maybe it's not about having more, but it's sometimes about decluttering and having less. So that's the quote for you today, my friends. If you want to get your podcast, if you want to get your quote on the podcast, if you want to get your podcast on the podcast, hit me right now, Vernon Maxwell. I'm on IG and I'm on Twitter with your favorite quote. That's MAXXL is where you can find me. And we'll shout you out on the show, get you on the Listener's Quotes Hall of Fame, and you will know my name. And everybody will know your name too, because we shouted you out on the podcast. See you tomorrow.